long time ago, there was a raid into Israel. And all the houses were burned. They killed all the important people. They left all the poor people there just to till the ground, to plow. And they took the very best children they could find, the ones that were in the king's palace. They took them away. They took them to Babylon. And they gave them new names. They tried to change them. They tried to make them forget their parents, their families, and they tried to make them forget their God. And so Hananiah, they named Abednego. And then they started naming each one of them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They began to name different ones. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah changed all their names. And so I want you to notice now, these three Hebrew children were growing up, teenagers now, without parents. And they were put under pressure to accept the gods of Babylon. They had lots of gods. So one day King Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, I'd like to bring everybody into one God. So he said, he goes down to the plain of Dura, and he said, I want you to make a big golden image. And his idea was kind of like of me. And they made it 90 feet tall. That is taller than the steeple of our church. And so they said, we're going to have a big day, a celebration day. I want to invite everybody to come. Everybody has to come that's in Babylon, that's any importance. So sheriffs came, preachers had to come, everybody had to come, princes, everybody. Now, Daniel wasn't there, so we just must assume that Daniel had been doing some business for the king out of the country. Because Daniel would have been just like the three Hebrew children, but he wasn't there. So they get everybody there together and they say, okay, now the king has his men say, look, when you hear the trumpets, everybody fall down and worship. Now you got to fall down and worship this God. Now the word worship means this, fall down flat and pray to this God. Now, if you don't, we're going to take you. And he had a fiery furnace there. Dug a big hole, and they got fire in there. And they had kind of a dome over it, a dirt dome over it, make it even hotter. They said, if you don't bow down and worship, it wasn't just bowing down, you had to worship. So you got to worship this golden image. He's trying to get everybody to forget their gods and worship his image. So they do it. Everybody falls down except three Hebrews, and they stood straight. And you know what that meant? They were going in the fiery furnace. So there were people that are always going to be jealous of those doing what's right. What does it mean to be jealous of somebody? Does somebody know what it means to be jealous? What does it mean to be jealous? Sort of, you would like to be like them. You would like to be sort of have the things they have. You just in your heart you want to be like them. So whenever they get something you want, they get a position that you want, they wanted to tear them down so they could have the position. So you know what they did? They went and told Nebuchadnezzar, hey, there's three guys that didn't stand. Where are they? So he called the three Hebrew children over, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they stood up. He said, did you bow down? They said, no, sir. I'm going to give you one more chance. If you don't bow down this time, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And then he looked at them and he said, did you understand that? And they said, yes, sir. But, O king, no matter what happens, we're not going to be able to bow down. The Bible says they said, we're not even careful to answer you. They didn't have to think through it. They just said, it's a no-brainer to us. We're not bowing down because it would offend our God and we can't do that. We love him too much. Now, how much do we love the Lord to where we wouldn't worship some other God or pray to some other God? In a lot of the countries of the world, if you told them about Jesus, they'd say, I want Jesus. And they would take him and put him next to the other gods that they serve, the other idols. Jesus is the only God. And so they said, we can't bow down. They said, okay. He said, one more chance. Everybody bows down except those three guys. He gets so mad. He said, throw more wood in the fire. Heat it seven times hotter. So they got it so hot. Now, how many of you remember, out at the new property, we have a fire pit. And I remember the first year we had the fire pit. How many of you out there the first year we had the fire pit? And so Brother Paul Bear said, Brother Paul, would you make the fire? He said, I sure will. So he goes out there and he gets about, a bunch of wood and puts it in there and pours gasoline on it and puts more wood in there. And he's lit that thing. And man, we had a raging fire. We were just going to do s'mores. It was melting the sticks from 20 feet, man. Everybody's back here like this. They couldn't get up close enough to it. So in my mind, I see how all of those men that had their coats on, they had asbestos jackets on and hook hats, and they're trying to take the three Hebrew children, and they got so close, it burned them up. They fell down. And the three Hebrew children, they just pushed them in, and they went down in the fire. And then all of a sudden, their bands were gone. They stood up. The Bible says King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He was And he looked at his men, and it was so shocking to him, he had to ask the question, didn't we just put three men in that fiery furnace? Yes, O king, but I see four, and they're walking around. How is that possible? And the fourth one, and I want to remind you of this, looked like the Son of God. How did Nebuchadnezzar know what the Son of God looked like? I want to tell you something. Every time you and I see the Son of God, we'll know him. There's something special about him that everybody, when we see him, if it's in the rapture or if it's in death, we see him, it's Jesus. You're going to know. Nobody's going to have to tell you. So he said, call him out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out. So they come out. And the Bible says, listen to this. It's an amazing story. The Bible says they all gathered around. Now, you three boys, come here. Okay? Stand right up there. Okay, face me. So this is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Whoop, excuse me. This is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think that's right. Isn't that right? Whoop, wait a minute. This is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All right? Now, and so we got them all there. So all of a sudden, they went and started looking around them. And do you know what they looked at them? Not a hair was burnt. Wow. What a great God you have. So young, sit down. So you know what happened? He said, anybody that talks about their God, I'm going to destroy their house and make it like a trash dump. If you say one word about their God, because there is no God as great as their God. And he made all the country worship their God. Now, I want you to learn from the story. It affected Nebuchadnezzar's heart. It looks like later on in his life, Nebuchadnezzar got saved. That's what it looks like later on in his life. But I think it started when he saw that fourth man in the fiery furnace. And sometimes you and I have to have some difficult times before we can show Christ. And so I want to remind you that the three Hebrew children said, look, we can't do that. Somebody asked you to lie? I'm sorry, but I can't lie. Somebody asked you to cheat in school? I'm sorry, but I can't cheat in school. Somebody asked you to do something bad? I'm sorry, I can't do that. You have to do what is right, and always the Lord will bless you for that. Now, somebody may make fun of you, just like they were going to with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but God is with you when you do what is right. So remember, they astonished Nebuchadnezzar because he saw three men and then a fourth. And the last thing I want you to remember is this. Anytime you're in trouble, Jesus is always going to be right there with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5. So we always have a Savior that walks with us.